What's up, you guys? This is HJ, Rain, and Avatar here with Season 6, Episode 3 of the Level Infinite show. You guys can feel free to interject whenever and just say whatever the heck you guys want to say, because we're winging it today.
Fuck yeah!
I probably should have censored that. No cap.
Too bad.
Well, no fucking
too bad.
It's okay, we're labeling the show as explicit. Parental discretion advised. I'm not a good whisperer. But anyways,
you got
we're gonna...
one person that's trying to do a podcast and two idiots.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. it is what it is. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about GTA 6.
Hey, HJ, I do have a request for you. Can I, like, take about 2 minutes or so to just introduce myself since I wasn't here for episode one?
Yeah, sure, absolutely, dude.
Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna, like, hog up the show, you know. I just wanna, you know, introduce myself real quick. So, hi, I'm Avatar, I'm the second co-host that you didn't see, well, not see, but, you know, you didn't hear from on the first episode. I'm kinda like Rain, I'm a dumbass, that's really it. And I missed the first episode because I was actually sleeping. They recorded it, like, 7 a.m., I think. And, I didn't even wake up until, like, 1 o'clock that day, so,
man,
I'm here now, So, yeah, that's about it.
All right, bet. All right, so we all saw the trailer for GTA 6. We did see the trailer, though, right? Everybody saw the trailer.
I did,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Who didn't?
Okay, who didn't see the trailer, right? Because it was, like, over hundreds of millions of people that saw the trailer. Actually, I think it beat Mr. Beast's video. So, yeah, that was... Actually, Mr. Beast tweeted on his Twitter page, it actually did beat his video. I saw that. That was really interesting, though. So it did break a record. But yeah, with all that aside, we're going to be talking about GTA 6, what our predictions are for the new game when it comes out in 2025. We're also going to be giving our wish list for what we want to see. And then we're also going to be giving our wish list for what we don't want to see. So, Rain, if you want to start off by giving us your thoughts on the trailer, and you guys, you can just feel free to, like, say whatever the heck you guys want to say about it, whatever opinion you guys have.
I have a complaint about the trailer, to be honest with you.
That's wild. That is insane.
Okay, let's hear it.
It was a lot of reused vehicles from 5.
Facts. I kind of feel the same way. I think it's more of like a licensing thing with the vehicle companies that, you know, because of the nature of the game, they might not let them use their actual real vehicle branding on it. Maybe I'm wrong, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong.
A lot of new vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, I did notice that. They reused a lot of the vehicles. Some of the vehicles that I noticed in the trailer were actually from GTA 5. If you pay attention very closely to, like, the make and model of the car.
You got the 800, the motorcycle we see at one point.
Right. There's one thing that I did like about the trailer, though, and you guys probably know this, but that they were taking inspiration from real-life current events and applying it into the game. I think that's really interesting for them to be doing that. It also seems more immersive. Like, you notice the graphics on it were pretty good.
Yeah, I noticed. Real good. Real good.
Well, what I think about the trailer is that, like, it was just very bare bones. Like, it wasn't, you know, very hype for me. Because I didn't really get that much from it. I just thought it was very bare bones and more of, like, a showcase of, like, what we're expecting to see, at least. I didn't really see much gameplay.
It's not like a story trailer.
I don't think there was much gameplay, yeah.
It was more like a hype trailer than a story trailer.
It was. It was more of, like, cinematic. It wasn't really to show us, like, what to expect from playing the game. It was more of, like, what to expect looks-wise.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like how Fortnite does, like, their seasonal trailers, right? Their cinematic trailers for the season. They don't really give us much gameplay, they just give us an idea of, like, what to expect.
I realize on the title of the YouTube video it said Trailer 1. We're gonna get more.
Yeah. Which, that's awesome. I'm waiting for that.
Thing is, Rockstar actually has to tell us when they're gonna really releasing those trailers, because... You know how Rockstar likes to keep their mouth shut.
Not Rockstar. Well, they won't even give us, like, a warning. They'll just drop it. And then
people have this method where they can see, like, when a channel uploads a new unlisted video, they can't watch the video, but they've seen that, hey, like, this channel has this unlisted video up. So I think people are probably going to speculate it's that when the next time Rockstar does that on their YouTube channel.
And what I think is also very interesting about the Rockstar trailers is that I guess when you do the cinematic stuff like that, yes, it builds up hype, but I also want to point out that at the same time, you're building up a lot of hype, and then you have to be expected to deliver. So I think their delivery is just going to be just as important as their trailers and their information that they do leading up to it. And, you know, people are expecting a lot from this game. And not only that, but they did acquire 5M's development team or partner with them. So I'm expecting some RP scenario type stuff from like 5PD, etc. to be dropped into this, at least in some form. Your thoughts?
Well, what I'm expecting them to, like, add some sort of, like, modding support or some sort of support for community servers. That's what I'm expecting now that they've acquired the team behind 5M.
Yeah, I can't wait until I have to, like, worry about hunger and shit and online survival session type thing.
Yeah.
I kind of want to play as the police, not gonna lie. I still want them to release a 6M and I guess it will be called LNPDFR, whatever. I guess I want them to release that, cuz I don't want to live life without like an LSPDFR. There's just no way I'm ever going to live without that.
What I really want to see is them just integrating that straight into the game and not, like, making it its own separate application or...
Yeah, like how San Andreas, you could just hop in a fucking random cop car and be like, alright, let's go.
But yeah, I'm just hoping they integrate it into the game, where you can do all that from inside of the game without having to install third-party software.
Well, here's an interesting thing. With the Chop Shop DLC, they actually did add purchasable cop cars with extensive customization into the game. And the keyword being being extensive, because you can detail, at least the marked version of the Stanier or the cop car, you can detail that to the bare bones, like, of the customization you can do with that cop car. The fact that you can do that leads me to believe, personally, that they might try and actually implement that into the next game and take it a step further and make it even more accessible to the players. Because, like, if they did a GTA 5, that at the very last minute towards 2024, they might try and do it. Nothing to stop them from trying.
Yeah.
Well, I think they should also focus on making the game modder friendly. Not like modding isn't cheating, but mods as in, like, you know, things that modify the gameplay. I think they should focus on making the game more mod-friendly in that regard. Because then I'd see it as being something similar to Beat Saber, for example, where, like, you know, the actual game itself is whatever, but then, like, you have the mods, and that's really what keeps the community alive. That's something I'd like to see.
I'd like to see Spotify integration.
Yes! So that you can play your own Spotify music through the game.
Through the radio.
Oh, hell yeah, that would be cool.
I can play whatever song I want.
I could see some, like, copyright issues with that. I could see some copyright or licensing issues with that, maybe.
Yeah, probably. True. That's
probably why they haven't done it, but I mean, I'd like to see it. We want a wish list.
They actually do have where you can, on PC at least, you can put all your local music files into the music player folder and then have, like, your own custom-made radio station. So it's not like they don't already have something similar. They just don't have streaming on it. They have where you have to inject it yourself. But you can do
that. But, like, if you, like, use this feature in online, for example, are other players even going to hear this, though?
No, they can't hear it. Other players can't hear it. If you do it in your radio, only you can hear it when you're in your vehicle. Unless somebody else is over with you.
You know how they did, like, the fucking media player one? And you could, like, grab a USB stick from around the map and plug it in and whatever? I mean, how it's just, like, different.
Oh, yeah, you would find, like, USB sticks around the map, and then, yeah, I think I remember that now.
And you know how it's different per player based on which USB stick they got? Like, two people could be in the same vehicle. It'll be on media player, but it'll be different songs because of the different media sticks.
I think I do remember that. Like, finding one on accident one time.
Do something like that, but Spotify, where it's just, like, it'll be its own, like, channel thing on the radio, and then you'll hear whatever the fuck you have on your Spotify.
I wonder if online's gonna have some more scavenger hunt type things, like what we saw in GTA 5, where you, like, look around the map for figures and comics. And also, like, you could get, like, the guns from the scavenger hunt missions.
That's what I want to see,
like, the Navy revolver.
They'll probably do that to tease Red Dead 3.
Oh, they might. I know they're working on that, too.
Speaking of Red Dead 3, really quickly, it would be very fitting if Red Dead 3 was in, like, a 1930s setting instead of a Wild West setting. It'd be in 1930s, be, like, a mob setting. I just feel like if they did what they did with the timeline in Red Dead Redemption and Red Dead Redemption 2, that might be a good thing for them to do it in the 1930s.
Might be.
I don't know. I could see it maybe being a little bit closer to when Red Dead 2 finished off, because I'm pretty sure 1911, I think, is when Red Dead Redemption 2 finished off, like, year-wise. Inside of, like, you know, the cinematic, well, not cinematic, but, you know, like, the in-game universe. I think they ended off in the year 1911 in Red Dead 2, in the epilogue.
Well, if they ended...
So I could see it maybe be the 20s.
If they ended in 1911 and they made it into the 1930s, with the mob and all that, they could potentially add like, you know, like Mafia, where they had, like, the mob style stuff and they had, like, the old cars and all that.
Yeah. I don't know what something else I want to see Red Dead 3 though. Like, I want to see Red Dead 3 being the backstory behind the Vanderlyn gang, but, you know, like, when they were younger.
So you want to do a prequel? I would want a sequel where they have the vehicles and stuff, and they're in the 30s. I want to see that.
I don't know. I mean,
to be a prequel to the first one.
Well, yeah. The thing is, though, is that, like, John. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't played the first Red Dead Redemption. In the first Red Dead Redemption, John dies, right? And he's kind of been, like, the icon of Red Dead 2. I mean, Red Dead, just in general. He was the icon of it, and he kind of died in the first game.
Doesn't mean you can't take 3 and go back to before the first game started.
I'm really interested to see how they go about 3, though.
Here's an idea for Red Dead 3 while we're on this topic. Why not have both? Why not do, like, you remember the Xbox 360 Transformers Rise of the Darkspark game, where it happens in Transformers... It happens in... Okay, so for those that don't know, Rise of the Darkspark takes an approach where it's, like, in the past prequel era, and in the sequel era. It has you going across timelines to the past and the future. So basically... There's the first half and the last half where you play through the Age of Extinction era, and then there's the middle portion where you play through, like, the Cybertron era before they got to Earth. So if they wanted to do an approach with the 30s and a prequel, they could do that and have it where you have missions where you play in the 30s era, in, like, the future era, and have it where you can pick that era to play in free roam, or do missions and stuff in that era, and then have another option where you can go back in time to the prequel era before Red Dead 1, and play missions and do open world in that era as well, and you can swap between the two. I don't know if that's, something they could do, but I think that's a good idea.
Might be able to do
they
that.
Could also do, like, flashbacks, too. That's also a way they could go about it. Or they could do, like, DLC.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, you know, they go back.
Yeah, I don't know. I think having it integrated into the game itself and not as flashbacks in a DLC just makes it more interesting. Where you can pick the era and time you want to play in. And say, for example, you want to stay in the free roam era, and you want to stay in the future free roam era in the 30s, you can do that. And you can still have your open world and all that. You just can... you switch between online and story mode in GTA by changing characters. You could do... Like, they could do it like that, where you switch between the past and future that way, and kind of have it in the core of the game.
Would be interesting.
So,
Rockstar
oh, go ahead.
is kind of dumb when they make decisions sometimes. So I think they're gonna make a whole new online for six instead of just porting it over from five.
To be honest, they need to make a new online for 6, because if they port it over from 5, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be upset.
I apologize.
I feel more upset if they didn't port it over.
I mean, if they
It's not going to be that hard to port it over.
ported it over and then put and then combine aspects from both, I mean, that's a reasonable compromise. To me, I feel like if they scratched it and rebuilt it from the ground up, it would be good because it would give them an opportunity to fix a lot of the mistakes that came in online. One thing I don't want to see, please, Rockstar, do not put the Oppressor back in and the Deluxo back in the game. That
Oh
was
yeah,
a
fuck no. Fuck the oppressor.
I
We
severely disagree with that.
hate the Oppressor and the Deluxo. They ruin our business battles, they ruin our public lobby missions, and we hate it.
You don't
Please
have to
don't
do
put that
missions
back
in
in the
public lobby,
game.
remember?
That was the first mistake they ever made that got me upset,
Oh
was
yeah,
when they
no.
added those into
If
the
you use
game.
the oppressor, if you use the oppressor, you were neglected as a child. I'm just gonna say that straight up. You were straight up neglected. You either did not get enough attention or you were probably abused as a child, and you want everybody else to feel your wrath.
The only reason I use an oppressor is to get around the fucking map faster.
I don't even have an
Well,
oppressor.
okay, there
I
you go.
kind of just saved my money and just built up my net worth. I'm probably worth like close to $10 million in on my Xbox in game.
But I will say that oppressor is pretty convenient for like the actual traveling aspect of it. I can If you use it for that and that only, and you never use it to grief people, you know what? That's acceptable. But if you just go around fucking just, bombing everything you fucking see, I got a personal fucking problem with you.
The only thing I ever bombed is NPCs, so.
I mean, whenever I use my buzzard or attack chopper, I only use it in self-defense to defend the businesses that I have operating. Otherwise, I just leave people alone. I'm usually neutral
I
like
do
that.
too. Yeah, just mind my business or I play in private sessions.
I always play in private sessions. I can't fucking deal with people, bro.
I'll play Sumo Remix with people, but I have to say, private
Well, I mean,
sessions to me are
if
more
it's a
much
game
better.
mode, like racing and shit, fine. I'll play with random ass people. But if it's like just free roam, no, fuck off.
For real. I really hope that with GTA 6 they make the game more secure.
I'm hoping that you can transfer your GTA 5 character over. Like, maybe not the money and the properties and all that, but like just the character itself.
Or if they could transfer your GTA Online character from GTA 5 over and just start the cash and properties from scratch. You might not be able to do your story mode character because new characters,
Oh,
but if you could
well,
do your online character,
yeah, I
that would
was
be
talking online.
nice.
I'm only focused on the online.
Yeah, so I don't know. What do y'all think about, like, the current security of GTA 5?
The
What
security of
security?
GTA 5 is, I mean, it's it it usually applies. Well, I take that back. The bans and suspensions are warranted for those that are like egregious violations, but just for people that want to like, have fun and like trade cars and stuff like that, I mean, come on, guys,
Living,
that's not
trading
really
cars.
warranted. I mean, I get that it's like the game and their policy and whatnot, but I mean, come on, for small money glitches for like $100,000 and like less egregious violations like trading cars and modding cars through garages and stuff like that. I mean, come on, Rockstar. You have people that are like hacking the game and leaking stuff, and you're focusing on the small things. I don't agree with that.
For real.
Trading cars should just be a thing in the game.
Facts, like
Exactly. There you go.
it should be where the scale is proportionate based upon what you do, But for some reason, it feels like, at least from my point of view, that Rockstar has been targeting mainly modding communities that don't even have any effect on online, that there mainly exists for 5M and LSPDFR players who are playing on story mode, and that the people that are doing small money glitches for a small leg up and trading cars and whatnot that has no real impact on the game itself are getting slapped harder than the people that are doing more egregious things and actually
Fucking
like hacking the
UFO
game
sky
and all that
mods.
stuff, right?
Yeah, there's people going around doing absolutely horrible shit. Like, they're over here, like, forcing themselves into people's private sessions. And hell, even like, I saw that there was an exploit not too long ago. Well, it was semi-recent where, cheaters or hackers, whatever you want to call them, cheaters, hackers, exploiters, whatever you want to call them, they
Dickheads,
could gain
fuckface.
access to people's accounts as well. Like,
Does not
the
surprise
people, yeah, like, the game is not very secure at all.
me. When you brought up the security question, I was just like, what fucking security, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Like, your IP is just wide open for the whole fucking world to see. The game makes no effort to hide your IP address. I mean,
No.
it's
I
bad.
literally,
And then,
the
like,
other
there's
day
a
I was.
cheating problem, too. They need an anti-cheat.
The other day I was playing with my friend, and I'm there. He got a mod menu. I'm not gonna say who my friend is, but they got a mod menu. Fucking, I'm playing, chilling, vibing. He immediately knew like a radius of where I live, and I'm like, that's so secure. Glad to know that's a thing.
Yeah, one time I was just, not even using my oppressor to grief people. I was just flying around the map to get around real fast. And then some guy who was using a mod menu was like, "Hey, Avatar, how is blank? Blank is in the city I live in." And I'm like, "What the fuck? Why are you over here just
Hey,
saying the
Avatar,
city I
how's your
live in,
mom?
man?"
What the fuck, bro? I don't know. It's dumb, bro. It really is.
There's so many dumb things about GTA. Like, why can you not swear in the chat? It's a rated M game.
Yes. Game with guns, blood, and Yetis that'll bitch
Guns,
slap you.
blood, drugs, sex, robbing banks, but yet I can't go in the chat and say fuck you.
You know what? Minecraft has like more less filters than that. I see people
Yeah.
cursing in Minecraft chat, which predominantly, as we know, is a 15 under game, to be fair. And like I've seen little kids and teenagers cursing, saying N-word, all other kinds of stuff in chat.
Yeah, you can't go on GTA.
But yet you can't go on GTA and say the S word or the F word and get away with it, but yet you can do that on Minecraft, which is a children's game, and you can say whatever you want. That
Come
is
on, HJ.
that.
Stop being a pussy, man. Go ahead and swear. You already labeled this episode as explicit. Who gives a fuck if you say fuck you or I don't give a shit? Who cares? Literally, who cares? You already labeled it as explicit.
No, I labeled it as explicit for you guys. I was really just doing it for you,
Oh.
because I knew you guys were going to start swearing.
Oh, yeah, no, we're
It's in my
unhinged.
DNA, bro. I can't fucking help it.
Yeah, we are like super unhinged and edgy.
Bro, I need to put in a disclaimer.
Literally, dude. You probably should.
Put in a disclaimer. Need to put that there.
Disclaimer.
I can put this episode is rated
My
M.
disclaimer was at the beginning. We're fucking
Or this
idiots.
episode is rated
We
TDMA.
are.
Hey,
I'll be right back. I'm gonna get more dinner.
disclaimer, you might want to cancel these two fucktards after this episode.
So, anyways, while we're waiting on Rain to get back, I do just want to ask you. So, what is your all-time thing that you really, really expect GTA 6 to have or to not to have, or story-wise or online story-wise? What is the main thing that you want for us, or not us, for us to, well, yeah, us to experience in the game? Because I think, yeah.
Well, knowing that the game has, like, as of now, been in development for 10 years now, you know, I'm definitely expecting to see a lot. Like, I have high expectations, but at the same time, nothing specific. Like, there's a few things that I can tell you for sure that I am expecting, though. Like, for example, I'm expecting the game to have an absolute shit ton of attention to detail, considering that even Red Dead Redemption 2, which wasn't even, like, developed as long as GTA 6 has been, has more attention to detail than GTA 5 does, for example.
Are we talking about details and graphics?
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, how much attention to detail I'm expecting GTA 6 to have.
It's one or two things that are going to happen with GTA 6. It's going to live up to the hype, we're going to get stupidly fucking good graphics, or it's going to flop and Rockstar's going to die.
Yeah. We don't talk about the definitive edition.
Yeah, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that, just like we don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about that.
Yeah, you don't.
About definitive, no.
Like, what the fuck is GTA Definitive Edition? What is that? Never heard of that shit in my life. What is it?
Never heard of him.
Yeah, what is a San Andreas Definitive Edition? What is a Vice City Definitive Edition? What is a GTA 3?
I don't know what those are.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, they're just these things that were never existed.
Definitive editions are gonna end up like fucking Midnight Club, dead and buried.
Piss me off,
just like Midnight Club LA.
Oh no!
I remember, bro. Now don't you go dissing on my Midnight Club LA though. That was the bomb when I was playing 360.
No, what pisses me off is that they made a next-gen port for Red Dead Redemption, but they didn't give us a fucking PC port. Like, why? What is your problem?
They didn't do it with the expanded and enhanced edition of GTA 5, so I mean, never got a performance-enhanced version of that.
What do you expect from Rockstar? Expect the exact opposite.
GTA 5 is so poorly optimized, I swear. I'd be playing GTA 5 on, like, mid-settings on my, like, RTX 2060, and I'd be getting only, like, 80 frames per second. For a game that old, I should not be getting a frame rate that low.
Bro, I swear to God, if we boot up 6, go to the online, and it deletes our characters, like, 80 times in a row.
If it does that in a bug, I'ma throw the game and my console in the trash. Like,
no, I'm gonna throw my computer out the fucking window.
If there's even
something wrong with GTA 6.
If you throw it out the window, I want to see you do it from the top of a 15-story apartment.
Right, oh, trust me, I fucking will. I'll make sure that motherfucker doesn't see the light of day again.
Just be sure not to hit any cars or people. Well, maybe, yeah, no. Definitely don't hit anybody with it. If you hit anybody, just raise your hands and act like nothing ever happened.
Bro, imagine the last thing you see is just a computer flying towards you.
Yeah.
Like, just a computer flying down towards you. That would be the worst way to die.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I wanted to die by something heavy. I didn't mean a computer.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be an anvil. I'm just saying. Wow, that got dark.
I didn't mean that either, but no, that'll work.
What would you prefer, a bunch of shattered glass in your face, or to be flattened like a fucking pancake?
Honestly, what
do I want more?
Honestly, it might be one of those scenes from Sharknado where the shark just comes flying at your face. Then, you know.
I'm a default dance while it flies at me.
If you Fortnite emote on it, I bet it will scare the shark away.
Oh yeah, no. That shark will just nope right out of there, especially if you hit the gritty.
If you hit the gritty in front of the shark will give you a look. It'll turn into a baby shark because it's scared and then swim away. I bet you that. We're almost out of time anyways. All right, I want to thank you guys for joining me and Rain and Avatar on today's episode. Leave a like rating if you like the show. We're trying to get things going here off the ground running for season 6. Not sure how many episodes we're going to have in it just yet. But these guys are going to be sticking around for a while, I hope.
I'm going to be sticking around for as long as you keep me around.
Yeah, I don't know. I think HJ's going to regret having us both around, though. I think he's going to regret it.
We'll see about that. Anyways, just a quick disclaimer for our audience here. All of these opinions and jokes, some not jokes, and craziness up here, all of those are just expressed opinions and not to be taken seriously in any way, shape, or form, or to be taken as fact, except for when otherwise explicitly stated. So if you guys have any grievances or complaints about opinions shared, please don't get mad at us, because this was just for entertainment purposes only. This is not meant to be taken seriously or literally. So just a disclaimer on that. But if you guys have any questions, please be sure to follow us on social media or email the podcast or send a voice message in on Spotify for Podcasters and let us know what you think about the episode. I'm HJ.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Avatar. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can email me over at thelastavatar111@gmail.com. So, you know, if you got something to tell me, go ahead and let me know over there.
If you want to reach out to me, don't.
Yeah, if you want to email Avatar, please spam him. Please spam him 1,000 emails. I want to see you guys do it.
If you spam me, I will send an unpaid pizza to your house. Don't do it.
An unpaid pizza? Oh, what kind of pizza is it? First.
Oh no, it's gonna be thin crust cheese pizza.
Say less.
No.
Just say less.
I exist to be absolutely atrocious. Don't spam me.
Not thin crust. My worst enemy.
Yes, thin crust with no sauce.
I feel like
no
Spider-Man.
Oh god, that's gonna be so bad. Yeah, don't spam.
I told you.
Yeah, don't spam Avatar.
Look around and find out.
Yeah, don't spam Avatar. You'll get a bad pizza. You'll get a very bad pizza.
You know what? Even worse, he'll add pineapple to it.
Oh yeah,
don't
for sure.
Dare.
And anchovies too.
Don't you dare add pineapple and anchovies. Nobody will like that pizza. Nobody.
That's the point. You gotta make them suffer.
Ignore the
you
coughing.
Suffer.
Yeah, ignore the coughing. Yeah, nobody's I will coughing. Definitely will be taking that with me away from this mic. Alright, then you guys, thank you guys for joining us. We'll catch you guys in the next episode.